And now, from Norwich, it's the quiz of the week. I'm terribly sorry. I believe I've just read out the wrong introduction. Please allow me to try again. And now, listening from your very own personal smartphone device, computer or tablet, it's time for the UK's greatest radio show. It's provocative, it's dangerous, and it's very entertaining. So, buckle up and prepare yourselves for the very voice of reason, because it's time for the James Whale Radio Show. Well, thank you very much indeed. That was, who was that, Rob?
Andy Swan.
Andy? And you didn't, did you?
No, Swan.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Swan.
He didn't swear?
Swan.
Oh, Swan?
Hmm.
Or did you say Swarm?
Not Swarm, Swan.
Not Swarm, okay, Swan, yeah. Well, Andy, very good, thank you very much indeed. And if you would like to introduce the James Whale Radio Show... podcast, radio show, podcast, blog, podcast, radio show, blog, podcast, whatever. Whatever the trendy people call it, then get in touch. And you can get in touch very easily by just dropping us a little email to jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
So simple.
Very simple.
So simple. Very simple. Now, listen, I need to talk to you about some technical stuff before we go any further, because some of the young people who are involved on my talk radio show, you know about that, don't you?
Talk radio show. Remind me again.
Talk radio at Talk Radio, Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 o'clock until 10.
So that's why you're unavailable.
Yeah. Some of the young people who put this show together say that they wanted me to start with them a WhatsApp group.
Right.
To which I said, well, why would I want to... Oh, so we could discuss what's going to go in the programme during the day. I said, well, that's what I've got a producer for, isn't it? And he can either text me or even, you know, I know it's a bit old-fashioned, but he could phone me and we could have a chat about it. And they looked at me blankly.
Yeah.
Well, we'd all like to be involved. We'd all like to get in touch. We'd like to have... I said, when exactly have you all got time to do this?
I have to put it in writing when I want to phone you.
Yeah, exactly. What is this WhatsApp? What is the benefit of that?
It's like texting, but
yeah,
with
well, I can text.
Everybody involved in the same texting thread.
So if I want to text them all together...
Yeah.
I use a WhatsApp.
Yes.
Well, why would I want to do that? No, exactly. No, one of the great things about being in the media is the politics of it, talking about one person behind the other person's back.
That is true, yes. Yeah.
You know, so why would I want... Ridiculous people.
They're still working with you.
They may not be for much longer, actually, because I they all take it very seriously, don't they?
So there might be some positions going then.
Yeah, but not for you, because you're too busy and far too expensive.
Yeah.
I have to pay you in jelly tots.
That's true. That is true.
You know, I can pay them with a promise.
Oh, yeah. Do they ever cash in?
Yeah. Well, they don't, I've not explained what the promise might be yet, so they're okay. Forever hopeful. But listen, if you were going into the world of equestrian events or something like that, and you wanted to work with horses... then the thing is that you pay to go and get work experience.
What?
Yeah, you know, if you want to get work experience working with horses or working in stables and stuff like that, as far as I understand it, and some other occupations where you would really like to get in, then you pay to go and work there.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Well, I'm thinking it is too, and then, you know, I just have to mention that to them and then they go away.
Not surprised, to be fair.
No, I think it's a very good idea. In fact, talk radio at the moment are advertising. You might have seen it online with a bit of me in there. The Wireless Group are advertising the Radio Academy, where you can go and learn. Come and work with us and learn about the business.
But it might cost you a few bob.
Well, no, I don't think, I don't know how they do it, but I was thinking we could start our own, couldn't we?
The James Whale Academy of Excellence.
Yeah. You know, what do you pay now to go to university? $9,000 something a term, is it? Or
yeah, we'll do it for 8,000. Oh, five.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Five.
I was saying eight.
Oh, eight.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, that's even better. Yes, do it for eight, yeah. Anyway, back to what we could discuss. I suppose the story of the moment is the terrorist attack in London, and I'm not really sure what else we can say about that. I think everybody has spoken about it. I've certainly done it on talk radio the day that it happened. I was on live. There is no doubt that we have been warned that this was going to happen, so it doesn't really come as a surprise to anyone, does it? Sad and tragic as it is, the fact that we've got unarmed police officers guarding Parliament, I think, will probably change. I don't know. I don't know what the answer, by the way, is to somebody who decides that they're going to get a car and run it into people in the street. I'm not really sure how, even though the person who did this was known to the police from years ago as having radical views, if somebody's expressed those sort of views at once in their life, should they be continually watched? Or maybe, you know, this is a British citizen, a subject. You can't deport somebody who's got views like that. And you can't, I suppose, in a free democracy, lock everybody up that you don't agree with. So I don't know what the answer is.
No, I wish they would stop saying that there was four people killed. I wish they'd say it was only three. So I don't think
there were three people killed, and the perpetrator was. In fact, there may well, by the time people listen to this, sadly, other people may have passed because some people were critically injured.
True.
A number of people have life-changing injuries that means that they will never live life the same way that they did. So there were, I think, upwards of 27 people injured by this. Obviously, you have to be mentally ill to do this, don't you?
Definitely.
One journalist was debating whether it should be called a terrorist attack until it was known if it was. And I actually spoke to this person. I couldn't understand their logic. I said, what are you talking about? It is an attack on innocent people, and it is causing terror. Therefore, it is a terrorist attack. Do you mean, is it related to other terrorist attacks that have been going on around the world, or what? Or is it a new form of terror? What are you talking about? And the bloke just looked at me blankly. Well, we don't know who did it. I said, you know, it's an attack that is causing terror. Therefore, it is a terrorist attack. Some people are so. But what you can do about it, I've no idea. I mean, you know, I spoke to Ken Livingstone at some great length, who I'm sure everybody's familiar with Ken's views, and Ken said, well, you know, when we have been involved in our foreign policy of involving ourselves in so many other countries' affairs, we shouldn't be surprised that we've made so many enemies. British people born in Britain, lived in Britain presumably all their lives. I don't, you know, something has to get into the psyche to make somebody want to just mow down innocent people, whether in London, whether in France, where Germany, wherever it is. So I don't know, is it worth getting into the psyche of these people? I suppose unless we do, we're not going to really know how we can combat it. I think it's just very depressing. I think it's a very sad state of affairs in which we live, where in the 21st century we still cannot find a way, and none of the great minds and none of the great religions, a lot of the great religions still find excuses for the way we behave, incidentally, have found a solution to this. We still want to go out and kill each other when we don't agree about things, whether it's political, whether it's territorial, religiously, whatever. We still go out and we can't find a way of dealing with differences other, eventually, than slaughtering the person we disagree with. Doesn't say much for mankind, does it, really?
Nope, not at all.
But anyway, moving on from... it's difficult when this has just happened, I suppose, to talk about other stuff because it sounds slightly facile, but we must move on. It's also fairly banal to say, let's stay safe and hope it doesn't happen again and everything, because, full well, it will happen again. And until, actually, we change the way we behave as human beings, it'll always happen.
Will.
Because one person does something terrible to you, then you find a way of doing something even more terrible back to them.
Sadly, that's the truth, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anybody has any suggestions, of course, you pick up the phone. You can phone my talk radio show Monday to Thursday. But you could email this one, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Check out our website as well. You can get in touch via Facebook and Twitter. All sorts of ways to get in touch. Should we do Whale's Mail?
Yeah, why not? Yes.
Because these letters, of course, came in before this tragedy happened, which we're recording this the day after the terrorist attack on London. So let's start with this. Ewan says, James, were you on holiday in Tenerife recently? If not, then I can inform you that you have a true doppelganger. Excuse the inquiry, if not, and accept my apologies, Ewan. I have never been to Tenerife, Ewan, and I wish I had been to Tenerife. I think I like the idea of sitting somewhere warm, dipping my toe in the sea from time to time. Trouble is, a bald guy with a moustache and beard and possibly wearing sunglasses, there are quite a lot of them around, aren't there?
Well, yeah, if you're going to describe yourself as just that, then yeah, quite a lot.
Well, that's what people see. And so, yes, there are. I mean, every week we get photographs sent of people saying, hey, look, here's another James Whale.
Have you got an official one?
An official what? Doppelganger?
Yeah.
No, I tell you what I quite like. What about a James Whale tribute act?
Tough act.
Yeah, I know. But, because we could handle that and make some money out of it.
Okay. So we need to put on a talent show then.
What? A talent show to find?
The next James Whale.
Well, that's a good idea. What? Yes. Yeah. Or Whale Meet Again. That could be the... I don't know. Because they tribute acts always have strange names, slightly linked, don't they?
Whale Meet Again. I'm writing that down.
Bootleg Beatles and so on and so forth.
Whale Meet Again. That's a good one.
Yeah. 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 Anybody got any ideas? Let's have a competition to find a new James Whale, and then when I don't want to do stuff, somebody else could go and do it for me.
I'm thinking of a chat show called Whale Meet Again.
Yeah, well, we could do that. Yeah, Whale Meet Again, interviewing people I haven't seen for years.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But let's concentrate on this. I mean, I think a tribute act. Why shouldn't I? A Queen have a tribute act, and the Stones have tribute acts. Everybody has a... Purple something or other. Purple Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Who are a tribute act to Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin rolled into one, which is quite clever. I think we should have a tribute act to James Whale. So if anybody wants to sort of get in touch, send us an email or something, that would be great.
Yeah, send us your audition tapes or MP3s.
Yeah. Now, let's have another letter. Here we go. This is slightly more serious. Lisa Bates, Glover Walker, and she says, hello, James. Just a short message to say that I think of you often. I was diagnosed with a 10-centimetre tumour in my kidney last year, and as you know and can imagine, it was extremely distressing. And I was very frightened at the time. As I researched, I found your story and found it very positive and inspiring. I was due my operation on the 4th of August, and I found out you were going into the Big Brother house, and I watched before my operation and after. I even watched on the day I had my op to remove my kidney, and I would really like to say a very big thank you, as you helped me enormously. If I ever get down and worry about it returning, I think of you and hope, like you, I will live a normal life. Lisa, all my love, and I'm sure you will. And the one thing that I have found that you don't You don't actually stop thinking about it, but I hope you stop worrying about it and being frightened about it. But it is something that will always live with you. It lives with me. You just have to make it part of your life. But I wish you well, and hope this year is going to be a great year for you, Lisa. Thank you very much. And that's probably a very good time to have a piece of music, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And we have a bit of music today. And of course, if you would like to, your music played on this program, all you've got to do is send. Rob will tell you.
Yep, email me, Rob, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Include your MP3, permission to play. If it's good, we'll play it. If it's bad, we still will play it.
Well, if it's absolutely horrendous, we might play it twice. This is Tom Ryder, and here we go again.
On the scene, he's got it all worked out. Oh no, here we go again. He's gotta keep his cool, his dating days are done. Oh no, here we go again. She came in with a crowd, wearing that weekend pass. Oh no, here we go again. He only got one look, but she brushed past. It was all it took. Here we go again. And oh no, he wanted to make a stop. Single plans, test makes the cheese at 8 out of 10. Here we go again. Before he was acting tribal, philosophy's taken out the lab Bible. He tries to say it doesn't matter too much, but out of place he keeps a spare toothbrush. He swears it's not official, but he's got a tattoo. It's far too late to seek repentance when they're finishing off each other's sentence. He never saw the warning, and oh no, nights spent together turn into mornings, and oh no, slowly the truth is dawning. The girl, she's now the one. There's no reason for him to pretend. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. Thinks he's got it all worked out.
So there we are, Tom Ryder. Here we go again. Quite like that. I quite like that. Right, what else are we going to talk about? Theresa May. I did put on Facebook a couple of days ago, should she call an early general election? And that seems to have fizzled out, really. It doesn't look like she's going to. It looks like Article 50 will be triggered. When you're listening to this, we may even have already triggered Article 50 and be heading down the separation route of Brexit. But I did put it out on Facebook. And so some of your responses to whether Theresa May should call an early general election, seeing that the Scots, of course, want to have another referendum about whether they stay as part of the United Kingdom. Simon Elkin said, not much point. I'm no Conservative fan, but she's done a better job than Cameron ever did. And who else could we vote for? Not Corbyn. Peter Dick says, interesting question. The truth is, that the party is still running the nation. Mrs. May has simply been chosen by the elected party to lead them. So there is no need for an election. No, absolutely not. But with us leaving, having voted, or a slight majority, I should say, having voted to leave the European Union, and now Scotland wanting to have their say because they disagree, and various other people thinking, hang on, we didn't know this was going to happen. We didn't know, you know, where was that 350 million quid a week for the national health? That's not come about. We're now hearing that aeroplanes and those people who operate airlines are going to have to actually move their bases to part of Europe that is within the European Union if they wish to continue with the same deals that they've had flying out of Britain into other European countries. I don't know whether you've heard that, but that seems to be a bit of a problem as well. So with that in mind, when we know more about the terms we are likely to get from leaving the European Union, would that be a good time for the British people to have their say and have an election? Because when we had the last election, we didn't know.
No.
And yes, to go back, you know, it isn't Theresa May. She is the she's the Prime Minister. But when we go out and vote in our elections in this country, we don't vote for a personality. We vote for a party. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people do vote for the person who leads the party, don't they? Darren Weston says, no, she has enough to do getting us away from the corrupt EU. Well, you see, close mind like that, Darren, and I suppose that's why we're in the trouble we're in. Michael Penny says, there is no better solution. And like her or not, I kind of feel she's in this to get what needs to be done. Done, whether anybody likes her or not. She's my MP. And while I'm not a Tory supporter, I've always been incredibly impressed by the effort she actually puts into making things happen, even if they're against what she personally believes in. That's a good point. Very well said, Michelle. Dylan Grandad Wynne Jones says she should to get a clear mandate from the people, but then they would ignore it and continue down the self-serving jingoistic path that has led us to this lamentable position in history where the UK turns its back on the rest of its neighbours in Europe. Sorry, was that you sneezing?
No.
All right, I thought I heard you sneeze. Josh Holzman says, if she wants to win the next election, she should. And I say that as a JC supporter, I'm not Jeremy Corbyn, not the other one, 2020... could JC's year be when the cuts become evident? Interesting. Dino Fletcher, who cares? Dino, it's people like you that cause democracy not to really work, my friend. John Barker says, no, we don't vote for the Prime Minister, we vote for the party, which is what we've already discussed. The Brexit process and politicians would focus on that and not other important issues like the economy and the NHS. And John Napper says, yes, we need a government that has the country's interests at heart, not their own personal careers. Kay Fulwell says, no, she's doing okay. She is trying to correct Cameron's mistakes. Give her time. And one more, Alan Bell. He says, the vile hag should just disappear and take her gang of cretins with her. Alan, can't you think of anything a little more intelligent to say, or being a pillock? You quite like being a pillock, do you, Alan Bell, I suppose? Okay, well, there we are. There's always one, isn't there? You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show blog, which is broadcast on many and varied radio stations around the world. And, of course, you can pick it up on our website. You can pick it up on Audio Boom. You can pick it up on... well, where can you pick it up? Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. So we're... and I always think when radio show hosts do that, you know, they say, you're listening to us on Double FM or whatever it is. And you say, well, people probably know that because that's how they're listening.
Wobble Wobble FM.
Well, I was going to say 00.00, but just so I didn't give any radio station a kind of plug they might not have wanted.
So there is a Wobble Wobble FM somewhere.
Is there?
I don't know.
Oh,
okay. There's bound to be.
I don't know. Wobble Wobble. Well, I didn't say Wobble Wobble. I said 00.00 or something, didn't I?
I thought it was WW.
Oh, was it? WWHALE. I always wanted a station called WHALE, broadcasting on FM.
You're not going to get an FM license anymore.
No, they're all going, aren't they?
Yes, they've all been converted.
DAB is the only way forward. Right, do you want to do a bit of tech talk at this time? Or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I can do a little bit of tech talk.
Why? Have you only got a little bit to do?
No, let's get these out of the way. Apple have launched a few things.
Get them out of the way. Is that any way to do this program? Get them out of the way.
Well, I know you're a busy man. I just want to, you know...
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Are you not getting enough time on the program? Is that your problem?
Well, I prefer less, but, you know...
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I don't know. You're just lazy so-and-so, aren't you?
That is true. I won't deny that. I'm quite happy being lazy.
Are you?
It seems to suit me.
It suits you?
Yeah.
Being lazy? Yeah, yeah. I've noticed. I noticed just looking at you on the camera, because we're in different parts of the country, let alone different rooms, it looks like you haven't really shaved to do the show.
Well, no, I mean, what's the point?
Well, I think there's a lot of point. I think the way you dress to do the show says an awful lot about you.
Yeah, but who am I trying to impress?
Well, why should I have to look at you in that state for a start?
Well, I cover my flap.
Yeah, well, I suppose there is something to be grateful for. Anyway, let's get on with tech talk until you undo your flap. Hang on. Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, that was horrible.
Right. Apple, new iPhone 7, coloured red, coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a charity phone. So if you see a red iPhone 7, somebody's donated to charity.
Hmm.
They're launching a new Snapchat-style app, video app, and a new iPad. So that's Apple out of the way.
I mean, why are we... Are you falling out of love with Apple now?
I'm still on the iPhone 6, the original one. I'm not upgrading anymore. I've decided they're all the same.
Well, funnily enough, I'm getting slightly... People are taking the piss out of me slightly because I'm on the 5.
5S. Give yourself some credit.
Oh, is it 5S? Okay, right. And I did upgrade Mrs. W's phone, which is slightly pointless because all she ever does is accept calls from me. Well, and her boyfriend.
That's not me.
No. No, I didn't say it was. That's a very guilty sounding voice you've got there, but still never mind. So I don't know. Is it worth... I was thinking of getting the bigger one so that people wouldn't think I was, you know, technically phobic.
You're just trying to fit in. Don't do that.
Why not?
Well, you'd just be one of the crowd then, wouldn't you?
Well, that's a good point. No, that is a very good point. Yeah, I would, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Stick with your iPhone 5.
You'd be fine. Yeah, S.
S, yes.
Yeah.
The S is important.
Yeah. I mean, if I got the 7, would that make it much different or not?
You wouldn't be able to plug your headphones into it. You'd have to buy an adapter.
Well, I don't have headphones anyway.
Well, then, yeah, you can get the 7. You can get the red
one. What about the 6?
6 is fine. I think the 6 is the ideal phone. I don't think there's any point.
Is it?
No.
Okay. I mean, are they going to get bigger?
No, they seem... The big thing, I think, is a fad.
Yeah. I think the 5 size is fine, but the slightly bigger one, the 6 or the 7, just a little bit easier to use, isn't it?
The standard 6 is the ideal size.
Yeah. But if it's all right for you and you know all about this stuff, it'd be all right for me, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Very difficult. Very difficult, always.
So the big thing that I've been playing with this week is I finally got my hands...
I beg you, but do you think we should talk about that?
All right, the little thing that I've been playing with all week.
Not even sure we should talk about that, but still, never mind, go on.
All right, the thing that I've been playing with all week.
Yeah, that's risky as well.
The Oculus Rift, it's a VR headset. It's the one made by Facebook. The Oculus Rift.
The Oculus Rift, it sounds like some sort of character out of a sci-fi movie. Oculus Rift, I know it was you! You will not get away from me, Oculus Rift! I will hunt you down to the ends of the universe!
You ever thought about doing voiceovers for cartoons?
Hmm. Yeah, I should. No, I haven't actually. I wouldn't mind doing that. It would be quite fun.
James
Cosmo.
You
draw the cartoon, I'll do the voiceover.
James Cosmo does it.
He does, you're right. Yeah,
so, you know, he knows the people. Have a word.
Well, it's always been my experience that other artists don't really like to give you, but you know, maybe we should record up a voice for a Oculus Rift.
Mm.
We need to draw this character.
I'll draw a character, and then you can do the voice for it.
Okay. All right.
So Oculus Rift.
Oculus Rift is not a character. It's a headphone.
No, it's a headset.
Oh, sorry, it's a headset.
It's one of them virtual reality things. You put it on, and you can see in front of you.
Oh, so you look like a twat.
You do a little bit, yes. Yeah you do a bit. I wasn't that impressed.
Why?
Well, when you first put them on, it's like, wow, this is amazing. And you turn your head round and you move forward and you're walking around in this virtual space and you start playing a few games. I mean, the one I obviously watched was I played a video clip of the making of Star Wars and I was actually in the crowd of people and I could turn my head and I could see all the different angles and everything. And it was as if I was there. And then when you take the helmet off, it's like, wow, I actually was transported to another world. But the more you use it, the more you start looking at all the little pixels in the screen and you're thinking, yeah, it doesn't quite look as plush as you expect it to. And then after about 15 minutes, it gets a bit boring and then it went back in its box. So that's like 800 quid's worth of gear, just like, yeah, doing nothing.
You've got far too much money, haven't you?
Well,
you spent 800 quid on something you don't really want.
No, I didn't spend any money.
Didn't you?
No.
You got it free?
No, I was loaned it.
Oh, I was going to say, if you got it free, we could flog it and share the money.
Yeah, I was thinking they might not ask for it back.
Ah, right. Okay, we'll keep quiet about it. Just don't mention it anymore.
But I think now that I've slagged it off a little bit, they might actually ask for it back.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you give it a gushing report and then we could have flogged it?
Okay. The Oculus Rift, I had a go with that earlier this week, and I was very impressed. Absolutely amazing. I mean, it's the future. It's one of the... And the quality of it, and the build quality, brilliant, and the visual image is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I've seen one. They were excellent. Fabulous.
And the
fabulous
little controllers, brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now we'll use that and dump the other bit, okay?
Yeah, I'll take the other bit out, yeah.
Yeah, good. Moving swiftly on, we don't have much time left, really, do we?
We've got a little bit of time. I can talk about films.
Oh, you've not been to the movies again.
I go every week.
Yeah, well, you didn't open your flat while you were there, did you?
No, I didn't open my flat. I went to IMAX. I like going to IMAX.
Yeah, I'd love to know how much you spend a year on going to... And then you watch them at home on the telly as well.
Yeah, I tend to watch films, I tend to watch a few times.
Hmm.
But I saw Beauty and the Beast this weekend, the new...
Oh, right, yeah.
The live-action Disney version of the classic cartoon. And although it was very nice and entertaining and all the rest of it, I did... There was
very nice, that's damning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anything that's nice, yeah.
There were bits in it that I got very bored, very... Mostly the singing.
It's a musical, is it?
Yeah, it's a musical. I mean, not all the singing. I mean, the classic song where the teapot sings and all the rest of it. You know, that was good. But I can't remember his name now. Is it Garçon? Is it someone like that? I can't remember now. Where he's singing in a pub and whatever. I just like, can you just get this over with? I'm bored. Can you? And then towards the end of the film, it was all right. I'd only give it like 3 out of 5.
See, I can't see it as a musical. I mean, did you see the... Did you see the TV series Beauty and the Beast, which was quite... It was reasonably menacing. I thought it was great.
That's going back a long way. Yes, I did see it.
Was it a long way away? Oh, right, okay.
It was a long way. It was like in the 80s, wasn't it? Or maybe...
Was it?
Yeah.
Golly. All right.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Huh. And he lived under Central Park in New York.
Yeah, he was a good-looking beast, if I remember rightly. He was actually
he looked
a bit
like
beast.
A lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Funny how time Tempus does fugit.
Say that again.
Tempus does fugit.
Tempus does fugit.
Time flies. It's Latin.
Tempus
fugit.
Fugit.
Yeah, tempus fugit. Time flies.
Time fugit.
No, tempus fugit.
Tempus fugit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
It's my one bit of Latin.
That's not
my
Latin.
One bit of Welsh.
I can tell you. Do you know what microwave is in Welsh?
What?
Pop-de-ping.
Pop-de-ping?
Yeah.
And you put this in the pop-de-ping, and it comes out achavi.
Yeah, that was actually quite good.
Oh, dear. So that was it, was it? Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is the film that I saw this this week. So, yeah, so I'll go and see some more films this weekend. I'll keep you posted.
Well, I shall look forward to that. I will look forward to that. Yeah. And I won't be going to see any movies this week myself.
Will you not?
No.
Do you ever go to the movies?
I haven't been for ages. I don't like going very much because people tend to talk a lot and then they eat stuff while they're watching the movies. And then some people's personal hygiene is not as good as it should be. So I haven't been for ages.
No, I've got good tips and tricks to get out of that sort of situation.
You've got good what?
Tips.
Oh, tips. I thought you said you've got good tits for a moment.
I probably have, actually. Are they moobs?
Yeah, mooby boobs.
So if you listen to the show that I did when you were away, because I was, I can't remember what I was doing. Oh, yeah, I was rescuing my conservatory. I gave some tips out on how to get good seats in the cinema.
Oh, yeah. Go on, then.
What, you want me to give them again?
Well, just tell me. Quickly.
Okay. You know when you go to book your screen?
And no, I don't, because I don't do it.
Like when you go to book your tickets, you have to pick a seat. Before, you used to go into the cinema and sit where you liked. Now you have to actually pick a seat. And if you pick a seat, you go in and sit down. Somebody with their five kids can come in and sit next year and ruin the film for you. So there are tricks you can do. One of the things when you go up to the screen to book it, they show you the seating plan. There are things called house seats, which are the best seats in the house that are reserved for VIPs and for when mistakes happen. And they're always listed in a different colour, and you'll see them, usually four seats next to each other. Yeah. When you go and sit in your seat and then some undesirables sit next to you and you want to move, but you know that you can't move and sit in any seat because other people might come in and say, those are ours, just go and move to those house seats and chances are you'll get a better seat.
So you have to remember where the house seats are.
Trust me, out of all the 12 screens that we have in our local cinema, I know where all the house seats are in every screening. And they're always the same seats.
Well, yeah. You do live in a very small place in the middle of nowhere. Mm. I'm actually surprised that you've got one of these IMAX cinemas there.
Oh, I have to.
Oh, God. Just bam my knee on the desk. Go on.
I have to travel about 100 miles to go and see IMAX.
You have to go 100? Where do you have to go to?
Broughton.
Yeah, and how long does that take you?
Oh, about an hour. Hour and a half.
Because there are no motorways, are there?
There's the A55.
Really? Mm, gosh, last time I went to North Wales, it took me so long to get there and even longer to get out.
I have been known to buy extra seats around me to stop people sitting next to me on decent films.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. What a, I don't know. Last time I went to the cinema, I got myself a choc ice. And bought a couple of tickets. It was about 10 shillings and sixpence. And I can't remember the movie. I think it was, what was it called? Was it Swiss Family Robinson, I think?
I've never even heard of that film.
Oh, right. Or was it Cliff Richard and the Young Ones?
Cliff Richard and the Young Ones. Oh, yeah, that's a film, isn't it? Yeah.
The Young Ones. Darling, we're the Young... Yeah, that one.
You can't get...
Anyway, let's do questions for the whale because I've got to go and clear the garage out for one reason or another.
You've got to go and clear the garage, right? Okay, is that a euphemism? Mm.
Yeah. We're going to have to stop here because the bloke's come to pick up the stuff.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right, well, sorry about that. I had to... I've just gone and sent you up boxes of my old videos, which I've cleared out of my garage because I think they're going a bit damp and a bit musty. So could we put them on the website or put a few every now and then?
I'll upload them all to YouTube.
All of them? There are hundreds.
Well, people want to see them.
Well, yeah, but they're a bit old-fashioned, some of them. I mean, there is... I think you might find some there of a programme called The James Whale Question. And there might even be some of Friday Live or one of those programmes I did for Central Television. I don't know what's in there, to be honest with you. There's just hundreds of them. I wonder if... I mean, some of them, they were just recorded on what were they called? VCR things.
VHS.
That's it, yeah. And in the day when I did the TV show, I just used to record them just to see if they were okay or not. And they're just lots of them on one tape.
Well, you sent me up some. I put some up already. So I'm hoping to add to the collection, as it were. And then we can have a look back and
On one of them, and I'm not sure if we put it up, was the first ever television appearance of, what's the guy who who's quite big now, quite a big name. He's just doing a new TV series with Rob Brydon.
Alan Partridge.
Yeah, but not Alan Partridge. Was Steve Coogan. Yeah, this was long before Alan Partridge, the character. But him.
Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan, that's right. Steve Coogan, when he was very young. And it was his first appearance on television.
I remember it well, now you say that.
Do you?
Yes.
Gosh, well, it should be on one of them somewhere.
Yeah, I'm hoping that there's going to be lots of gems then in the box.
Yeah. Right. Maybe we could do a best of.
That would be hard.
Would it? And then sell it. Well.
Selling is pushing it a bit.
Just a thought.
A best of. We could do a best of. Why not? Let's do a best of.
Well, we could make a... Yeah, and I could actually... Well, then we could film me... you know how clip shows... I've just done one which comes out in April on Channel 5 called When Chat Shows Go Horribly Wrong.
I watched one the other day I think it was just when TV shows go horribly wrong, but it wasn't.
That's right, same company, and they've done a series called When Chat Shows Go Horribly Wrong, which I'm one of the, you know, how people sort of pop up on them and talk about things.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. But why can't we could make our own just with my old shows?
Yeah, and you could do a little commentary at the beginning and then play the clip and then the next bit and then so on. Yeah, about an hour long. Yeah.
Because have we got the pilot of the James Whale radio show television program somewhere? Because I think it's in one of those tapes somewhere, if you haven't seen it yet.
That's the one where you took your trousers down and showed your blue boxer shorts, if I remember rightly.
No, that wasn't that one.
That wasn't that one, was it? Was that not
the pilot? I don't think so. I don't think that was the pilot, no. Well, it was. I don't know if it ever got shown on televisions, but I'm sure it's on tape somewhere.
It's not the one where you went into the sex shop, is it?
I'm not sure. Do you know, I made hundreds of those programs and I've just decided that there's no point in leaving them all in the garage anymore. I've boxed them up and they're coming your way.
That's great. I mean, I'll do something with them. I'm sure I've got some clothes or something that I can flatten with them.
Yeah. Well, there's that many. Okay, well, I think we probably could do questions for the whale now because I feel an urgent pub call. Call, yeah.
Andy Swears.
Who is Andy Swears? He's always getting in touch. Do we know him?
He's one of your big superfans. He's one of the people that will be watching your best of.
Well, is he, Andy? Well, it's nice to have a superfan. Maybe we should have a fan club. A superfan club. Oh. Where you could produce a monthly newsletter called Whale in the World.
Yeah, but the problem with doing a fan club is when we'd get to ordering the badges, we'd have to order them in bulk blocks of 100. And, you know...
We'd never get rid of 100. No, you're right.
So it'd be a waste, really, wouldn't it?
It would. You're right. Just let's make one up specially for Andy.
I'll make a cardboard one.
That would be okay.
And sell a tape, what do you call it, a pin on the back of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I found that in Celebrity Big Brother, when you'd go on at the beginning, you have a little name badge on.
Yeah.
And I just found the one. I might keep it somewhere. I was going to throw it out. But it's just cardboard with a safety pin on the back.
So it is the right thing to do then. So it's the norm. Yeah.
It's quite normal. I always think on television, it's amazing what you don't see because back in the day, and probably in one of those tapes, I don't know, my house or a couple of different places I had were featured on Through the Keyhole. And Mrs. W got very upset about it. She said, we can't have people coming in. I said, well, it won't look dirty on screen. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, dust doesn't show up well on...
Doesn't show up, no. And it's amazing. Places that you think, oh, that looks terrible, look okay.
We shouldn't really be talking about this, really, because if Mrs. W listens back to this, we're basically saying your house was dusty and needed a clean back then.
Well, she's out. She won't. Okay. She won't hear. Okay, right, let's get on with the questions.
Well, I need
Andy Swarm, yeah. What do you need to do?
I need to play his bit thing here now.
Well, you should have made that sound seamless, really, shouldn't you?
I am not a professional by any means.
No, that's true. Oh, hang on, I'm going to move the microphone. Okay, right. I'm comfortable. Let's do it.
Okay.
Sir Robin Day. David Dimbleby. Don't make me laugh. It's the James Whale question time.
Okay, I'm ready. Here we go. Questions for the whale.
Peter Jenkins, what has been your favourite car that you've ever owned?
The favourite car I have ever owned was a Mercedes G-Wagon. And it was like the Mercedes version, I suppose, of a Range Rover. I think they're still about. It was just, it was like driving around in an armchair.
Have you ever thought about buying one just for the sake of buying one spare? Just having you drive and then just take out every now and again, just for the fun of it?
What, a G-Wagon?
Yeah.
Well, I think they would do about 10 miles to the gallon, as far as I could remember. And that's when we lived in the wilds of Yorkshire and used to throw bales of hay and straw in the back of it for various animals. I'm not really sure. I quite like one now. If anybody knows where I get a cheap one, a couple of grand.
Steve,
I could do it up.
What, you personally do it up?
I'll find people.
Oh, because I'll say there's another show there, isn't there? Yeah. Whale Does Wheels.
Whale Does Wheels, yeah. Whale's Wheels. Whale's That's wheels. A good one. I could do ones on, yeah. I do like Mercedes, I must admit. And I've got a Mercedes now that is just on 20 years old.
Only another 5 to go and you can drive it around without a tax disc.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they don't change the rules and regulations.
Oh, they will do, right up to the point when you just about
Yeah.
Never mind. Stephen, the old git, Addison.
Right.
Why can't the Labour Party wake up and get a proper leader who will take them into government in the next general election?
Well, you've got to decide which Labour Party you're talking about. The Labour Party proper, those are the people who joined the Labour Party, who believe in the Labour Party principles, think that Jeremy Corbyn is exactly the sort of leader that a socialist political party should have. Other people, I suppose, would like to see something along the lines of Conservative Light, which was run by one Tony Blair. I suppose you have to decide the sort of party you want in opposition. And when that's... I could quite frankly, I could see another, like the Liberal Democrats became a party out of the Liberals. I could see perhaps another Labour Party-ish, another sort of socialist party. I don't know. But I don't think Jeremy Corbyn will be going anywhere soon because so many grassroots socialists out there like him.
Fair enough. Matthew Feeney. I'm going to have to edit this, even though it's already been edited by the person.
Okay, edit what?
Well, I'll read it and then you'll see why.
Oh, perhaps if you gave me a copy of the questions, I could read them as well. Come on.
Why is George Osborne such a greedy... And then it says...
All right, OK, listen, basically, what you want to know is why has George Osborne got so many jobs? Because he can. And much as I think anybody who is a full-time member of Parliament cannot be a full-time editor of a newspaper, he'd taken the job as the London Standards editor. I spoke to Kelvin McKenzie about this the other day and he said, well, he's a nutcase. He said it's insulting for his constituents and quite frankly, it's insulting for the people, the journalists who work on the newspaper. He's not an editor and he can't be an editor. Why give him the job? Well, because somebody somewhere thinks they're going to get publicity for the London Evening Standard from doing it. And they're absolutely right because we're talking about it now. And why has George Osborne got so many jobs? Well, because he can. And let's face it, if somebody offered you or me all these jobs at the amount of money he's getting for them, we'd take them too, wouldn't we?
I'm too lazy.
Yeah, well, you are. Anyway, moving on.
Justin Richardson, two-part question. James, if you could change one thing about Rob Oldfield, what would it be? And Rob, if you could change one thing about James Whale, what would it be? You go first.
Oh, right, OK. Well, if I could change one thing about Rob Oldfield, it would be his fashion sense.
If I could change one thing about James Whale is I'd try and make him not fidget so much.
Mm. I do fidget a lot when I'm doing the show, don't I?
You touch the microphone quite a lot.
Yeah, and I do things like that. Yeah.
That's the only complaint I have about you, really.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, that just shows that I'm doing this show live from my office in my home and not from a studio. But I could sit very quietly if you want.
That's okay. Maddie Holgate. Why do
Maddie Holgate. How are you, Maddie?
Why do I do stupid things for radio stations and will I ever learn?
No. What have you done stupid for a radio station, Maddie, this time? I'd be delighted to know. We should do an interview with her. I did the show. When I was working for the BBC, I did the show from her kitchen one day.
Is that the one that you said had a shocking kitchen? Looked like it being put together by a bunch of cowboys.
Oh, yeah. You were listening, were you? Yes, yes. Well, I thought it was a bit 80s, really, and she got very upset about it.
Oh, dear.
Have you changed the kitchen, Maddie? Eh? Eh? Yeah? Oh, you have. Oh, good.
Kevin Walsh. If Iron Maiden can stop people... selling.
Oh, dear.
Why can't I?
One thing I'd like to change about Rob Oldfield is his inability to read.
If Iron Maiden can stop people secondary ticket selling, that's hard to say. Why can't other artists?
They don't try hard enough, maybe.
They don't care. They've got the money. If they've already sold it once, they don't care, do they?
No.
Finally, Tom Poole, your friend and mine.
Hi, Tom.
What is the best red wine? I think I need some.
I'm very partial to a fruity Merlot or a fruity Shiraz. But then again, you know, a Rioja can do the job as well. And Malbec is quite nice. Red wine, yes, red wine. Have we finished now? The pub's just around the corner. I can walk there in 5 minutes.
You've just basically listed every type of red wine, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, there are others. We didn't do a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Any more?
Oh, Sangiovese. Very nice Italian red wine. Sangiovese. Barolo, a round, rich red wine.
Barolo, isn't that a chocolate?
No, a Barolo. A lovely Italian red wine.
That's chocolatey flavoured.
Oh. Lots of red wines, chocolatey. Oh, you've got me doing it now. Chocolatey flavour. That's why I like it. Anyway, listen, this talk of wine, I'm going to the pub.
Well, and I'm going to edit, obviously.
Yeah.
Stay here by myself.
Lots of that, bit of that as well. Edit the whole thing up. Thank you very much for tuning this way. Tell your friends, the James Whale Radio podcast available right here on any platform you like. You might try it on Audio Boom. Where we get some advertising.
So you could listen to it here without advertising or listen to it on Audio Boom with advertising.
Yeah, listen to it on Audio Boom with advertising. That's better for us.
Oh, do we get money for that?
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully, of course. Or you can donate to keep the podcast going. Go to our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, and enjoy yourself there. Browse around the shop, buy yourself a book or a T-shirt or a cap or something like that. Look at some of the old videos. Have a lovely time.
I will, then.
Good, good. Right, see you later. I'm going. Bye.
Bye-bye.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.